PCC's annual Borders of Diversity Conference started at 10 this morning with a great panel entitled Environmentalism for the People. Joining me on the phone right now is Bordeaux Martin, who is one of the speakers on this first student panel. Bordeaux, welcome.
Hi, Dot. Thank you very much.
I'd like to know, you had this wonderful presentation today, and you started off by talking about how we treat the earth is like the way that we treat communities. And I wish you'd elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, we were trying to think of how we, as an environmental panel, fit into the broader themes of the Border of Diversity conference, which touched on topics like gender inequality and minorities and race and ethnic issues. And then we started realizing that the way that we treat our environment is the way we treat people. If we are able to exploit jungles and mountains for coal and for oil and natural resources, we can do the same thing to people. We push people off their land to make way for progress. We treat minorities poorly. We treat people who we see differently poorly. And we kind of figured that the way we fit in is because the way we treat the environment goes hand in hand with the way we treat other humans.
The journey that you and your group took as the Class 1C, the Honors English class that developed this panel, I understand was kind of a growth process. Would you tell me about coming to that realization and creating the paper that you read this morning?
At the start of the class, I think a lot of us were kind of overwhelmed with some of the topics that we discussed. Professor Walter did a great job of introducing us to the class through little videos and showing us little discussions at the start of class. And at times afterwards, we just feel a little bit oppressed and feel like, well, what are we going to be able to do about this? But throughout the semester, we started realizing that we as people have the power to change things, and it was a growth process in that we went from going, well, what can we do, really, to, oh, we really can do something. Just as one person, you can change your attitude, and you can try to live a little more sustainably. And if you start doing one thing once a week, that becomes two things twice a week, and that grows. And in that way, you start affecting your community. And I think this happened in our class as well. One person would be a doubter, but through everybody else's positive attitude, that person would become a believer. And so I think that was how we grew. And towards the end of the semester, we all said we could really see how we changed over the time.
What did you see in terms of when you said you can change one thing this week and then two things next week? What did you see people changing?
We all talked a lot about trying to steer away from plastic, so which is something that's kind of happening all over California at the moment in the way people are trying to move away from plastic bags and start carrying their own bags to when they go shopping or when they go to the market. Another thing was we all started thinking, I think, a little bit more about using single-use water bottles, or getting one and then refilling it, or getting a water bottle and using that instead, or taking a coffee carrier when you go to pick up your coffee instead of getting a throwaway cup every time. I think a lot of us are trying to make the effort to use public transport a little bit more than before, if that's a viable option. So it's all these little things, and I think they add up. And it becomes a bigger thing.
I'm hearing you say that mindfulness is a big key to this.
Yes. that's definitely a big thing. And I that is actually one of the essays we read by I'm going to mess up his name now, but I'm going to try it, Thich Nhat Hanh, the Buddhist philosopher, which was The Bells of Mindfulness. And it was about, like, we need to start listening and thinking about our actions, because everything we do has an impact, big and small, and the small things can become big, and our impacts can be contributing or it can be detrimental.
I really like the idea of listening. You used a phrase today in your presentation called deep listening, and I remember thinking, that is going to be a challenge for people bombarded as we are with all kinds of news, streams, every kind of information there is. How do you do deep listening?
Well, deep listening, I think, means to, what I took from it was to be able to go outside of our environment that's so media heavy and tech heavy, and just spend time with the environment. And that might not always be easy if you're in a city, but it's possible. There are parks that you can go to. I think Los Angeles is a great place. You can take the bus and you're in Eaton Canyon or many of the other canyons. There's the oceans, there's the river, there's the mountains. And deep listening means to shut yourself off and just observe and experience the environment without all your preconceived notions of what it is and what you think the environment is. And by doing that, by just taking a little bit of time away from everything else and spending it in a more natural setting, you start developing, I think, a deeper awareness of your connection to it and your place in it. I think it can be both humbling and also incredibly enlightening.
I can see where it would be a really humbling experience. How do you take that experience, that connection, a step further and change the ethics with which you approach other people and other communities?
It's a good question. I think if you say you start developing a connection with your non-human environment and you start growing in a relation with it, which becomes more respectful to it, I think eventually you will have this experience where you start treating other people better. When you try to treat the environment better, you're going to try to treat everything better because we're not so very disconnected from the natural environment. We're actually very connected on a much deeper level. We're maybe not as aware of it anymore, but in the end, those things are going to blend together, and the way we treat the environment and the way we treat people are going to merge. And I think if you look at people in society, in our communities that do good things, you won't find a person who's deeply passionate about caring for the environment but feels nothing for other people. And you won't find, I think, a person who cares deeply about the plight of, say, the poor and don't care about the environment on some level. I think that care goes together. So I think that it'll come, if you can have it developed from somewhere, they'll merge and go forward. I hope that makes sense.
That's a great point. I have never met an unkind environmentalist, now that you mention that. In your journey as a human being, learning about the environment, now that you've changed what you do, how are you a different person? How is Bordeaux Martin that I'm speaking to today different from the person that you were at the beginning of that 1C class?
I'm more aware, and I try to be more aware. And it's sometimes I hit a wall and I go, why bother? But then I feel guilty about not bothering, so then I bother even more. I think I'm just a lot more mindful of my actions when I do grocery shopping, when I look at my wardrobe and think, oh, I need another shirt, I pause, and I think, no, maybe I don't really. When I need to go to the store, I go, well, I can get on my bike. It's less than a mile away. I can just throw the things into my basket or my backpack. So I think I've become a lot more mindful. I think I was somewhat mindful before, but the class has really encouraged me to be a lot more attentive to my actions and what I do to the environment. And then and I think that has also helped me to extend a hand to people around me. Like I it's not always easy to give, but you do try to give when you can if you see someone in need, and just being nicer to people and friendlier to people and mindful of how my actions can influence another person.
Bordeaux, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Dot. I really appreciate it.